Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday in the weekend. It's 55 right now.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Got your host, James, here, joined by your PD around these parts, Seth.
Good morning.
Let's try to do a bit
good
of a,
morning.
We have to do that one of these mornings. We just have to do a very... We're both actors, so we can do it where we're not doing it insulting.
You're right, right.
We're not pandering or anything.
We're honoring
right,
it. Yeah. We're honoring the voice. We're honoring you today. We're having some fun as well. And we want to send a big shout out to our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm.
They not only hang out with us every Wednesday, giving us our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, but they also sponsor Playmakers, which we greatly appreciate them doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big shout out to them for that. Phil Hartley joining us right now on the phone lines. How you doing, man?
Boy, did I time that.
Yes, very good. Very good.
Just like we planned it. What do you mean? We planned it that way. It was exactly. We did not plan it that way. We did not plan that. Phil, how have you been?
Yeah, very well. How about you guys?
Good. We're doing all right. Yeah. We're having fun. We've got a bunch of different things going on. And, of course, getting ready for the fall. A lot of parents out there enjoying, you know, what it is to get back to routine and have some of the school year back. How's it going over at the shop with that?
Oh, no, staying busy. And you're right. When school gets back in session, that usually kicks us up, too. And not only with the sporting and all the different yearbooks and things we do for the sporting teams around the area, But for school administrations themselves, we do a lot of envelopes for the local school systems, Nacoosa and Rapids and Port, you know, so different projects like that. And a lot of their forms that they use, we print here. So definitely when people go back to school, it's definitely a change in business model for us from being in the summertime and doing a lot of raffle tickets and posters and things like that for events and then going to this more administrative type looking things. For school systems in our mid-state as well. We do a lot of printing for mid-state, too. So, yeah, always happy to see school go back in session. Maybe not for the kids, but for us, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good to hear, of course. Mm-hmm. We always like hearing that and appreciate it. And certainly, I want to remind you, our audience and you, Phil, I wanted to remind the audience, hey, send your challenges to Phil and the gang. They love different things. They are finding different things to print on as well as, you know, different ideas that you have out there. But if you come across something, you have something that comes across to your guys that you think, oh, I got to tell the guys about this. Make sure to make a note about it, Phil, because we want to hear about all those things you guys are doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. With WAM now and our ability now, we've grown into being able to print on just about anything now because, you know, I got into being a distributor for many different promotional items, and it's really working really well. But some of the things coming at us, somebody asked if we could put some printing on snow globes this week.
Ooh.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a good one.
That is good. That also,
there's a new one.
Yeah. That's a new one, and I wish we had thought of it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Wow.
That's a really, I like
it. We got to up our game, man. We got to start thinking more about what we can get printed on.
There's some different things with WAM. We've done some name tags, some really nice, you know, looking name tags. Some clipboards with logos on them. I never would have thought of that. But so many challenges with doing that, and we can do it. I haven't found something really yet that we've turned away. We printed on some soccer balls this week and some volleyballs for some different schools that wanted their logos on them.
That's great.
It's been really cool. You know, another project we're working on today, James, programs for a play.
Oh, very cool. Oh, I love plays.
I wonder what play that would be.
I love plays. That's awesome. Very cool. Moving on. No. That's awesome, Phil. You know what's hilarious is I've got so much going on with the play. And really, as a director, it's time to take your hands off the wheel. And I don't know how to do that. So me and the cast are learning together how I'm supposed to do that. But one of the things in the shuffle that I wanted to bring up that I forgot to was this. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing this up, Phil. You guys are making our pamphlets for On Golden Pond, which is premiering tomorrow night, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah, no, looking forward to it. I'm going to be a concession stand person on Friday, I think.
Nice.
Awesome.
Helping out.
I'll see you down there, man. I'll see you down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. In for a really good show, everybody.
Yeah, I think so.
This is an American classic, and I have not gotten to ramble about on this station. So just to take a quick moment of Phil's time to ramble about this play, because, and I'm doing it honestly for the audience to know, all three of us love Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Mm-hmm. I have worked there many, many times, and encourage all of you to come on down and not only take in these shows, but be a part of things like us. Mm-hmm. I just warn you, you will never leave. Yeah. Once you are a part of things at the theater, you'll never stop coming down.
Get hooked. It's true.
You go to wrctheater.org. You can find out all this information and get tickets for On Golden Pond, an American classic going on tomorrow. I know that this is one that has been seen by many, many, many different times and been performed many different times. You ain't seen it like this. We've got a cast that is bringing it and doing an amazing job. This is a heartfelt, wonderful, funny, romantic play that I think is perfect for fall and perfect for right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot to enjoy about it. And this cast, I could not be prouder of this cast, which they're really lucky because I warned all of them day one, I'm their understudy. I was everybody's
for
understudy.
Every character, right? Yeah.
I was dying to get on that stage, man. It was killing me. Billy Jr., our wonderful Maddie, is playing Billy Jr., a teenage character, yep. 12, 13. I played a little bit of that yesterday. I did the whole putting my knees under my sweater. And
oh, God.
I walked around like this.
Oh, don't.
Good.
Phil, we appreciate you, and we made the audience wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Well, it's a good word for this play. Here we go. Non-peril.
Oh, good one.
Nice.
Peril. So it's one of those ones that's spelled, and you don't think that's how it's going to sound, but N-O-N-P-A-R-E-I-L, non-peril. No equal. Better than any other.
Wow.
Is the non-peril. So this play, no doubt, is non-peril.
All right.
Well done.
High praise already. Nice.
Oh, man, I appreciate you. I have to say that the kind of work that you get done and the people working over at Quality Plus Printing, also non-peril.
Yes, absolutely.
You are not going to find another like it. Go there for all your printing needs. Buy local, support local, everybody. And be sure to join us every Wednesday for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Find out more about them and Wham Incorporated. Go into their Facebook page or stopping on by at 3515 A Street South right here in Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-7440. Phil, we appreciate you. Guys, say hi to everybody over there, and you have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Break a leg, James. Take care, all right?
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Talk soon, Phil.
Yep.
Appreciate the gag over there. Such good people. Mm-hmm. Such good people.
Like, absolutely.
He picks out the best words.
He gets some good words,
really
yes.
Really does a good job with that one. We have been enjoying playing some good music for you. We're going to get right into it right now with Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Good morning, everybody.
Showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down. Things alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower. But you're living now, 'cause I got friends
WIRI. WIRI. Pittsville's home for country favorites and classics.
These girls you love never gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. Wish kids still learned to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to mama tried. I wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish Sundays on the creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything. Kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. Tongues didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. Never died. And I wish good dogs never got playing old. I wish farms never got sold. I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. And I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. Grandpa's never died. I wish grandpa's never died.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles to school, uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear fall down. A gut sucked in, a chest stuck out like a small town flag a flying. Or a newborn baby crying. In the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
A son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. 'Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. But I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. Babies came and the car got stuck. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. If you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can, well, you did it, man.
Be a millionaire.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Can listen to her sing Laredo over and over and over.
Just the way she ends the song. Whew. Yeah, it sounds so good.
Man, hits you in the soul.
Right.
Lainey Wilson for you on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, home of the Go for the Text for the Green or Gold contest that we got going on, this multi-state contest that we have going on. Be listening in just a little bit, everybody, because at the top of the 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours, we're going to have a keyword for you to text to us through the Civic Media app.
Yes, just keep it right there, everyone. Two more chances this morning, and then we've got four more in the afternoon. Man, just keep listening all day long. Keep texting in those words, and we'll see if maybe we'll get some lucky folks. We'd love to see winners around here, I can tell you that much.
You think the gold jewelry, you can? There's an option to get one of those old Run DMC gold chains, the big, thick rope ones.
I was going to say, those are probably
more
a little
than
big.
I do. I'm pretty sure they did.
Was that real gold? I don't know.
I hope so. Because there's otherwise, there's
That'd be really heavy, though.
There would be a green on your your chest that you would never get rid of. You would never get rid
of
that.
What is this? Oh, my gosh.
It's part of you now.
Well, I tell you what. We got real gold for you. Yeah. If you're one of our daily winners, $200 and some gold bling to go along with that. And, of course, with everyone, you are entered to win, ladies and gentlemen, or entered to qualify, I should say,
yeah,
for our grand prize, two tickets, two indoor club-level tickets for the big game between Minnesota and Green Bay on November 23rd. It's going to be fabulous.
You know it's going to be a good one, too. Mm-hmm. Like it's one of the things that I love about the NFC North. There are no bad games in the NFC North.
Every one
of these teams play each other so good. So you're guaranteed a good
game. Makes it fun.
Be listening for that keyword, everybody. Big shout out to our local sponsors, Rapids Transmission.
Mm-hmm.
No one gives a motivational speech better than Jelly Roll.
So I've heard. Mm.
This is something he is. We've seen a couple of videos of this. This most recent one, his son Noah's team just lost in flag football, but Jelly had just the right words for his kids after the game. I want to see if I can play this.
Do we have some audio on this one?
What's up, boys? Yeah! What's up, boys?
What's up?
Now we're talking, baby. That's how the Tigers are supposed to sound. And listen, man, this is part of it, baby. We have good days and we have bad days. But above everything, you have fun and you stick together. And y'all remember, y'all are a team and y'all figure out how to get tighter and do better together, right? You know what I mean? That's all right, though. Did y'all have fun out there today?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all learn something out there today?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was a good day in the sun as far as I'm concerned. This is the philosophy we have from this day forward. The Tigers don't lose. The Tigers learn. Is that a deal?
Yeah.
We don't look at that as a loss. We look at that as a learning experience.
So he's saying something there that is a mantra that I heard when I was a kid.
Mm.
And it's in there. It's not exactly what he's saying, but
right.
I believe Nelson Mandela originally said it, but it's something that I heard Tupac say, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I never lose. I either live or I either win or I learn.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And it's something that has really helped me a lot in life.
Right.
Because I lose a lot. I mean, learn a lot.
I learned so much in my life.
So much.
Hey, if anyone knows about learning, it's Jelly Roll, man.
Yeah.
And he has, but I mean, he did it in such a nice, I love the way he did it too. Get the kids involved and that kind of thing. It's great. I love it. Good advice for everybody.
We were just talking about, you know, how much we love these rivalry games. We love football. We love sports. And we love winning and losing and championships and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think those of us that get the game, we understand that it's not just about that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially at that level, when you can maybe teach kids a lot more than just how to, you know, do a button hook or something like that. You
right.
can teach them something that takes them even farther.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and builds their confidence, builds them up a bit in the right ways. And speaking of in the right ways, you could, to me, it feel like, I don't know nothing, but it looks like he's trying to lose the weight the right way,
mm-hmm.
because his body is all losing it. It's not just in his body, and then his face is just like sunken.
Right.
He looks good. He looks good.
It's been a while since I've seen him, and yeah, he's looking healthy.
Good on him, and mm-hmm. Here you go. Here is some Jelly Roll for you. I mean, it's a morning, you know? We should be handing out Jelly Rolls.
Jelly Rolls anyway, makes sense. Right?
We should be doing it every morning, I feel like. We should have Jelly Rolls. Here's Son of a Sitter.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rearview off of this soul forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for I'm only one call away from
everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff on the next weekend in the country. It's late September 1981, when Raiders of the Lost Ark was in the theater. Nolan Ryan pitched his fifth no-hitter, and Sandra Day O'Connor became the first woman on the Supreme Court. And among the women on the countdown were Janie Fricke, Lacey J. Dalton, Charlie McLean, and Roseanne Cash. We'll have them and some guys, too, on the next weekend in the country.
Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
Rest to shine and pause to save. Now at Home Furniture and Design. Take 10% off all qualifying stressless furniture or $400 off select stressless power recliners. Plus, get $200 off each stressless Laurel and Mint dining or home office chairs. Shop Home Furniture and Design, Post Road in Plover, and West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Why not take the stress off your body with stressless?
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Country favorites and classics, 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
How'd you know to wear your hair like that? How'd you know to turn up that song? How'd you know a little tore up jeans was gonna tear me up and turn me on? And girl, it's like you know me too good, but you barely know me at all. Yeah, the way it's going tonight, you probably know I'm ready to fall. Cause baby, you a little mind, baby, you a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. You play it off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this car, I can use that smile. Like you got a little gypsy side. It's like you knew that sweet perfume that you got on was gonna get me high. Well, how'd you know what I'm thinking right now? How'd you know what I was about to say? How'd you know to whisper in my ear, let's take this party back to my
last night, like we swore we wouldn't do. Drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama, and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night, hitting on everybody and the mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare, singing, I got you, babe, my Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Well, you know I'm a music man. I grew up in East Tennessee, but last night I was everything. When I got a few drinks in me, I was a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, Brad Pitt's brother, and a man on the run. Anything I thought would get the job done. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night, hitting on everybody and their mother. There were people throwing body shots up on the bar.
Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear girl, I feel girl, but not so fast. Will you make your mind up? I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? The sky fall, or the sun stops burning, we could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't never gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Baby, I go and change. hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you?
And Rapids home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
My buddies think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. Mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left. I've been gone. Hotel Heartbreak.
couch watching TV all day long.
Dierks Bentley with Gone on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, home of the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win multi-state contest we got going on. Just minutes away from hearing a new keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. Be listening for that. And, of course, another cup of coffee, Seth.
Yeah, get that second cup ready, everyone, because not only do we have a little cowboy with your coffee coming up next hour, like James said, we've got the next keyword coming up. And you got to get that Civic Media app out and ready. You only have until 10 o'clock to get that one. But if you miss it, 11 o'clock will be the next one, so stay tuned. And then, of course, through the rest of the day, you've got four more chances after that, two with Katie Cruz from noon to four. You've got Playmakers from four to five, and then you've got Laura's Lounge with two more chances. Keywords for our Text to Win contest, so make sure you keep listening all day long.
Four to five today when we're talking sports on Playmakers. Michael Comer, our sports director around here, is going to join me. I want to talk some college football with him, get into the high school schedule, looking at what games that not only we have, but games coming up this weekend. We'll give you a good preview, a good breakdown of all of that coming up from 4 to 5. That, of course, all can go out the window if you call up and want to change things and talk about, you know, anything else.
Talk about swimming.
Yes.
Competitive swimming,
yes.
Maybe.
I think swimming is really interesting.
Maybe,
yeah. Cornhole, I don't know as much about, but you guys could teach me and we'll talk about it.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Playmakers.
Yeah, let's bring it on. Bring it on, everybody.
Shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsor of that hour, and joining us earlier this hour with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. And now we leave you with a little Luke Bryant, kind of the weather we're going to be getting here. It kind of fits.
Right.
Rain is a good thing. On 105.5 WIRI. Have a good morning, everybody.
The dust saying, son, it's way too dry. It clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn. Wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, we're out. Corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Johnson does a little dance, creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. It's a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
of year again, the fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Is your car not running right? Tired of hearing all the noises when you brake or turn? Bring your car to Rapids Transmissions at 821 Chestnut Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They specialize in transmissions, but can do much more. Brakes, suspension, exhaust, flushes, oil changes, and even programming. Rapids Transmissions. Call them today at 715-423-1100. That's 715-423-1100. They take care of more than transmissions.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
With 105.5 WIRI. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
Custom apparel, pens, tumblers, and beyond. Wham Inc. makes your brand the hero. Fly to their new website, wamink.com. Wham Inc. Unleash your brand's true power.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Some Wisconsin residents receiving health care through the marketplace could see their premiums increase. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited Weston earlier this week and says she has a plan. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin met with Marathon County residents earlier this week, leading a roundtable on the potential loss of health insurance tax credits.
Recently, we have seen legislation pass in Congress that has made our health care more expensive in this country and certainly in the state of Wisconsin. But one of the things we could prevent or fend off is the expiration of these tax credits.
Premium tax credits help low and middle income families pay for their health insurance. In 2021, those tax credits went to residents purchasing insurance through healthcare.gov. The tax credit program is now closing in on its expiration date at the end of this year. Baldwin met with constituents who could see changes in their coverage prices if premium tax credits expire.
I am leading the fight in Congress to extend these tax credits, make them permanent so that people will be able to afford their insurance through this program.
Baldwin is co-sponsoring the Healthcare Affordability Act, which would extend the premium tax credit program.
You know, we have a precious little time to act, but I'm hopeful because I do have some colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle who are taking a strong look at this, and we have just weeks to go before this will come to a head.
Baldwin says the hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites receiving health insurance through the Affordable Care Act could see their premiums increase as much as 34.5%. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And for WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shally Pittman.
Live from San Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Stay up all night. Well, I don't know. Can't see him for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home back.